sitting in this classroom surrounded by what could be the next generation of journalists. What is in store for them? Considering most of the subject's faculty at universities where you've worked started off working at newspapers.
Well, that's right. Certainly when I first started teaching, the average student would go straight out of the university, work for the local newspaper, yes, perhaps a local magazine, and then after a couple of years would leave to go on to broadcasting or perhaps public relations or somewhere else. But over the last 10 years, that's changed quite dramatically with students moving into other jobs, editorial content on websites, more recently social media type jobs. And the number actually going to newspapers is relatively small, a handful each year.
Do you find it odd that Trinity Mirror has decided to launch this new standalone newspaper, considering newspapers are seemingly dying out?
Well, certainly a bit surprised, as were quite a lot of other people in the industry. They sort of announced seriously that they were doing it at almost exactly the same moment as the Independent said that they were going to put their papers exclusively online. And whilst their iNewspaper has done quite well in comparison with some other newspapers, it certainly was a bit of a surprise. Having said that, I think it's a very welcome surprise, something that we would like to see. I think newspapers are very far from dead. Over the last few years, managements of newspapers have said, oh, they're doomed, we're not going to do anything, we need to try and monetize the web. And certainly monetizing the web is an important direction to go, but nobody has yet found out how to really do that. And that means either newspapers and journalism are going to die completely, or we're going to need to carry on with newspapers in some form. And I think they underestimated just how many people still enjoyed getting a physical newspaper. There needs to be a big technological development, in my view, before everybody starts getting their newspapers online in some form. Whilst quite a lot of people are happy to get a newspaper on their tablet or their phone or a computer, they're not necessarily happy to go on a crowded bus or train and to do it there. Getting a cheap or relatively cheap newspaper that you can throw away at the end of the day is still the preferred method for quite a lot of people. And if we look at some of the big cities, the metro newspapers have been pretty popular, short, snappy reads, and that certainly seems to be what the Mirror is trying to do. If they get their audience right, they are going to draw readers in, and I think they will continue to draw readers in for some years, or at least until that technological breakthrough comes up. Maybe flash glasses where you just press a button and you can see it all in front of you.
Why do you think that it's taken almost 30 years for a new standalone paper to come along in the UK?
Well, there have been some other papers, remember, that have come up. The Independent, it hasn't been going that long. The Today newspaper, yes, probably a bit over 30 years and then died. But there have been other attempts at other newspapers, whether Sunday newspapers or whatever. But it's about getting the audience right, about giving people precisely what they need. That's one of the things that has changed. When I first started in newspapers, that's what you got. You got a range of newspapers, you either had one of those, or you didn't really know what was going on. Now there's all sorts of other attractions, the internet, social media, Twitter, all of those things that will bring you some level of information. People are much more fussy about their newspapers. They want them to provide something very specific, and if they don't do that, and most of them don't, circulations will start to fall.
Do you think the UK needs this new lighter newspaper, considering the Independent Eye only came out 6 years ago?
Well, I do. I mean, I quite enjoy the Eye, and I quite often get that to read, because I like newspapers, so I need to buy one. But I find it quite difficult to get anything else. If we look at the quality papers, the Guardian is very worthy, but a bit dull. The Telegraph, yes, it's got a fair bit in it, but it's heavily politically biased towards the right. If we look at the mid-market papers, I mean, frankly, the Daily Mail and the Express are so rabid in their opinions that I just can't cope with reading them. And some of the other papers, The Sun, The Mirror, just don't give you the kind of depth of information that I personally need. And I think that goes for quite a lot of people, particularly younger people, who've got into the hang of new media giving them a range of information, giving them the facts, but also giving them opinions and viewpoints that they can take or leave. And to present a newspaper that concentrates much more on giving information in a fairly neutral way, I think is something that's going to appeal to quite a lot of potential readers.
The New Day is meant to be politically unbiased, like the Independent started off as. How do you think that's going to go for them? Will you enjoy that?
Well, I would, and I think that's the right way to go. It means that you're presenting a range of facts. It doesn't mean that they don't have to present viewpoints and comment, and they're promising to get a range of sort of celebrity columnists in on a sort of irregular basis, so that we'll get a whole range of different viewpoints and analysis and comment to support the factual news stories. But certainly my view is that there are an awful lot of people who are put off newspapers. The Mail, again, is a good example, which push a particular viewpoint, a particular style of person, and that most people don't fit into. They don't want to be preached to anymore. They don't want to be told how to think. They want to be given the information so they can make their own minds up. And a newspaper that actually does that would be a really refreshing change.
Do you think readers of The Mirror are going to migrate over to this new paper, much like readers of The Independent moved over to The Eye?
Well, that is a real risk, that you end up with the same number of readers, or even slightly fewer, but this time spread across two different papers, with a consequent damage to advertising rates and therefore profitability. It's about making sure your target audience is very precisely targeted, and that means putting a decent amount of money and resources into the editorial for the two teams. The New Day is being launched with 25 journalists, which is not a bad size for a newspaper these days, bearing in mind they're anticipating taking quite a lot of their material from the wire services. So they should be able to provide quite a decent editorial. If they keep that independent, fresh, aimed at the younger audience, The Mirror can continue to do its traditional audience, more left-wing, labour-oriented, more working class. And they shouldn't conflict very much. I mean, there's probably been a bit of crossover, but not too much. New Day's also aiming to target women and men, and they say that's quite significant. They're aiming at a much more female-focused audience, whereas The Mirror has always been traditionally much more male-focused. And that's another reason why there'll be slightly less crossover, I think.
And then finally, the paper's meant to be read within 30 minutes for people that have got poor time management. Do you think that's enough time to digest a 40-page newspaper?
Well, it depends how they do it. If it's as The Eye was, which was very much focused around short snippets of information, those can, ironically, take slightly more time to read, because by the time you've sort of decided whether you actually want to read it, you've read it. If they have slightly longer articles, more traditional lengths, more features, more comment and analysis in this new paper, it's much easier to sort of flick through and say, oh, that's interesting, I'll read all of that. Oh, that's interesting, but I've read enough now, I will turn over the page. 30 minutes is a good time for a newspaper like that. It's a decent bus ride, it's a decent tube ride, a train ride, and that's where a lot of people will be reading this kind of newspaper. On their daily commute, it's also something that fits in quite well with the evening. So you can sit there, flick through the paper whilst watching your favourite television programmes, and again, 30 minutes is about the kind of time people really are prepared to commit to a newspaper these days. The days when we'd sit down and read a newspaper that takes 2 or 3 hours, long gone. And the Sunday papers, for instance, are enormous. I don't buy a Sunday paper. I simply can't cope with the amount of material there. I don't have that much time in my day. And I'm sure I'm not alone.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you, Professor Frost. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Brilliant. I think we actually got it right.